Pasuk tells in the Parsha, describing the big day kahuna, in particular the me'il, the coat, the Torah tells us that on the bottom of the coat they had these different bells. Pamon zav v'rimon, pamon zav v'rimon, al shulei ha'me'il saviv, there are these bells that were hanging on the bottom of the coat. And the idea was, v'haya al aron l'sharis v'nishma kola b'vo el ha'kodesh l'nei Hashem. This way, when the Kohen Gadol and Aaron would walk through the Beis HaMikdash, and everyone would know that the Kohen Gadol is on his way. So this gets into a very interesting shaila, how the Kohen Gadol would be allowed to wear this on Shabbos or not. Are wearing bells, is that a violation of Shabbos Hashmas Kol? So the question then becomes more relevant to us, Bizman Hazeh. What about Sifrei Torah, that they have the crowns they place on top of the Sifrei Torah, and oftentimes they have bells, is that something that's permitted or not? Or let's say in the parochas, sometimes you have a parochas that have some bells, and when you open them up, close and open the parochas, it's going to cause the bells to make noise. Is this a violation? So it really starts off in a taz that's found buried away in Hilchos Sefer Torah in the Simen Reish Pei Beis. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that when a person is roeh Sefer Torah kishu mahalich, a person sees the Sefer Torah moving, the loch is chayv lamo lefanav. You need to stand up out of respect for the Sefer Torah. It's based on the Rambam and the Sugyan Kedushim. And it has to be that way until ad she yamod zeh shemolicho, until the guy who's carrying the Sefer Torah, v'yigianu l'mkomo, it gets to the place where the Sefer Torah is supposed to go. In other words, in the Aron, o she'ad she's kasei me'neim, or it's just so far away you can't see it anymore, but he needs to stand up so long as you see it moving. Now the Ramah adds, hashomea kol hanosei Sefer Torah. Let's say you hear the Sefer Torah coming. You hear the bells ringing, even though you don't see it, chayv la'amod, you have to. So the Shulchan Aruch says, seeing it, you have to stand up. Ramah says, even if you hear it, even though you don't see it, you have to stand up. How are you going to hear the Sefer Torah moving? What does that mean? So the Taz quotes from the Beis Yosef, that's the reason why, that's why there's a practice to place bells on the Sifrei Torah. So the Ashkenazim, they only have the bells on Shabbos, they put the fancy crowns on top. You go to a Sephardi shul, they always have the cases that they're in, they always have bells on top. What was the reason? The Beis Yosef explains, in order that they should know when the Sefer Torah is approaching to stand up for it. But the Taz does not like this. He says, "Lo nira l'fian yes daiti." This does not seem correct because im kain b'Shabbos, what's going to be on Shabbos? Ein lahotzio sa sefer Torah. You should not take out the sefer Torah because it's mashmiya kol. It's hashmas kol problem that's brought down in Or Chaim Simin Shinhei Siv Yud Aleph. You can't make noise. You can't play instruments on Shabbos. How could you ring the bells? So he doesn't like the practice of having these bells on the sefer Torah. So he quotes further sugya, is that where does this come from? It talks about when having a cowbell. A cowbell you can't have on Shabbos because it makes a noise. Now, even though the Ramah says Bizman Hazeh, we allow cowbells, it's not a problem, because the whole reason why instruments and noises are muksa is because if you see that there's a mistake, it's off key, you might come to tune it, you might come to fix the piano, to fix the guitar. Nowadays, the Ramah points out, Ein anu bakim ba'asiyas klishir, the average person is not capable of fixing instruments, so there really is no concern, and you should be allowed to play instruments and ring bells. But mikol makom, according to the first opinion, that's only a yesh omrim. But the first opinion says it's usur to make any music because we might come to fix it. So lechatchila, you shouldn't allow for bells. And certainly a bell on a Sefer Torah, so that certainly would be a problem. So therefore, he was not very into having bells on the Sefer Torah. And that's why Paskin, there shouldn't be the bells on the Sefer Torah. The Mishnah Berurah, however, in Simen Shin Lam Ches Sif Katan Vav, says Letzorech Mitzvah, it's permitted. Just like normally the Lach is, you're not supposed to dance on Shabbos because dancing and singing can lead to fixing instruments. So the Aser dancing and singing on Shabbos, again, nowadays might be different, but such a Iser existed in the times of the Gemara. But even though it might be Aser in general to dance, when it's Letzorech Mitzvah, like on Simchas Torah, everyone sings and dances, that's completely permitted. So the Tzorach Mitzvah is, it's Tzorach Mitzvah, it's completely permitted. So he says here as well, if it's the Tzorach Mitzvah, in order to help the people stand up for the Sefer Torah, you are allowed to have bells on Shabbos. Now there's a Machlokas Poskim nowadays, our shuls aren't so big. You don't need the bells to tell you the Sefer Torah is coming. Maybe as the Gemara in Sukkot describes in Alexandria, Egypt, a huge shul, you couldn't see the chazan, you couldn't see anything. You used to have to wave the flags to tell people when to answer Amen. Maybe in a place like that, so you need to hear the bells to know when the Sefer Torah is moving, because you couldn't otherwise see it. Bismana is there, shuls are not that big, so there is no need for bells, there is no litzarech mitzvah anymore. So does that make things better or worse? So Shmir Shabbos Kilchas, the Perek Chav Ches, Ha'aret Tzadi Dalet, quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman, that he's not so sure if you can rely on the Heter Bizman Azeh, since we don't need the warning signs anymore. It's no longer a litzarech mitzvah. He thought maybe you shouldn't have bells on a Sefer Torah on Shabbos. Rav Azna and Shuvas Sheva Levi Chelek Alef Simon Samech Alef says nowadays it's actually better. When it's not litzarech mitzvah, it's simply noi ba'alma. You don't care for the sounds. Happens to make sounds. Sometimes a person could wear a belt, and the belt could be hanging, and it can make some noise. Is that a violation? No, because you're not wearing it to make any noise. So it's actually better if you have the bells just for decoration, for ornaments. That makes things better, bizman hazeh. He writes further that what the Taz was describing when you can't use bells on a Sefer Torah, that was describing a big bell. And the bells that we have on our Sefer Torah are much smaller. They're not significant. They're not really instruments. And therefore, a Vazner Paskind is completely mutter. Or a Chashochan Paskind is mutter. Pitzke Chuvos brings a whole slew of Achorim who also Paskin that is mutter. We've been having this for many generations. It quotes from some Svarim that from the times of the Maral, Prague, they would have bells on the Sefer Torah. And therefore, it's mutter against the Taz. So what about opening the Parochas with bells? So the Magen Avraham says, let's say the parochas has bells, and when you open and close it, it makes noise. The Magen Avraham says it's permitted, since that's not your kavana. You have no one care whether it makes any noise. It's a davar she'eno miskavin. That might be a psik ratio as well, but it's only it's a derabana in the hashmaskal. Magen Avraham paskins it's mutter. Shai Ephraim argues and says one shouldn't have bells on the parochas, but those who are lenient have who to rely on, namely on the Magen Avraham. What about opening a door with a door knocker or these chimes? Sometimes you have a door that you can't use a door knocker on Shabbos. That's aser. But let's say you open the door and that always causes the door knocker to hit against it. Or there are some chimes connecting to the door, not electric. So is that going to be mutter or aser? So the Shabura says it's dependent on the Magen Avraham and Shai Ephraim. The Magen Avraham who holds the Davar Shein Miskaven by the case of Parochas is mutter, so the door knocker, if you don't intend on banging the door with the door knocker, it's permitted. The Shai Ephraim would, of course, be machmir. The Mishnah Berurah, however, recommends that a person remove the door knocker or these chimes before Shabbos in order to satisfy all of the opinion. Back to our Parsha. So how is the Kohen Gadol able to wear the bells on Shabbos according to the Taz? The fact that he wore them on Shabbos seems to be a great raya that you're well allowed to wear bells on Shabbos. The Sifrei Torah at least could have bells on Shabbos. And the answer is a very, very simple answer, namely that the only reason why in general the Taz thought you couldn't wear the bells or have the bells in the Sefer Torah, it's because of a violation of Hashmas Kol. It's only an Issa Midir Banim, lest it lead you to fix instruments. That's called a Shvus, an Issa Midir Banim. There's a concept the Gemara talks about the end of Maseches Ervin and Pesachim, Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. There are no Yisrei D'Rabbanan, not always the case, but generally speaking, there is no Shvus B'Mikdash, there's no Yisrei D'Rabbanan B'Mikdash. So although Midaraisa, everyone would agree, you are allowed to have bells on the Sefer Torah, the question is one of an Isser Midir Banam. I'm going to leave off with a Tzarech In. Those who want could certainly reach out to me for any suggestions, but this seems to fly in the face of a famous Taz he mentions a few places. The Taz writes that any time there's a Mefurish Pasuk in the Torah that describes something that's permitted, the Chachamim will never create a Gzeira going against them. And a number of different Tazes throughout your day and elsewhere discuss this. So if the Pasuk tells us in the Parsha that the Kohen Gadol wore these Pamon V'Rimon, it's a completely mutter thing, and the Kohen Gadol would of course wear the Big Tekuna on Shabbos, how then would the Chacham be able to come along and say it's Aser to have bells on Shabbos? And that's the Tzarachin. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.